What do popular coaches, courses, programs have in common? What is your success proof, if you have many clients? The question is triggered by a comment on my vibrational review about Caroline Corey on my site. Here is the comment. I don't put it here because it makes me look good. I put it here because it doesn't. The commenter used a fake name and a fake email address. But what she says is worth looking at. Excuse me, Miss 930. How is your negativity and irrelevance working for you 9 years later while Caroline is proven true and has thousands of students who've set their egos aside in order to learn what you said was fake and impossible? Light workers don't urinate on those they're jealous of. Angry, jealous white women do. Spirit chose to elevate Caroline and leave you in dusty obscurity. Still wondering why? Many people believe in the law of attraction. The law says that like attracts like. So what do you think a vibration 100 attracts? People who have 100 vibration. Or around that. It is rare, and somewhat weird that I have students and clients at all. They shouldn't be able to feel attraction to me given that my average student's vibration is around 200. And yet, it is maybe significant. 200 vibration is the threshold between low vibration and the vibration from which one can go higher. The launching pad vibration. One could say. Why? Because integrity and responsibility, the two fundamental and core capacities, cannot operate under 200 vibration. People cannot even recognize that they are out of integrity or that they are not taking responsibility, not causing, not choosing. So what is the under 200 attracted to? When I look, under 200, when neither integrity nor responsibility is available, people are attracted to the mystical, the interesting, the magical, the extraordinary. The saying that small minds are concerned with the extraordinary, great minds with the ordinary, applies here. I can tell that when I have a titillating subject line, more people open my emails. But they are only interested in the titillating, not in the ordinary. So what is ordinary? Life, how we think, the inner dynamics, are all ordinary. Every person has it, regardless of how much money they make, what car they drive, how good looking they are. Ordinary. But seeing the invisible, gods, spirits, extraterrestrials. That is all extraordinary. Not many people can claim they see it. Or healing. Or creating and leading courses. The course I am taking has a staff of, on average, 170 vibration. One coach's vibration is 200. The material is not what attracts people. What attracts people to the course is that artificial intelligence will fill the gap between who they are and what they want to do. The average vibration of the more than 800, it is 803 this morning, but growing, participants is 100. Their average about me number, the inverse of humility, is 91%. Desire slash ambition number, 90/10. Curiosity, 1%. Inspirable slash inspired, 7/1. Ugh. I say. This course will bring in, at the minimum, $1 million. The number that most gives away what low vibration means is the proportion of the desire slash ambition numbers. When I browse the members directory, my mouse is attracted to people who had at least accepted to be trained by me. Not many. Which means, some of the 803 have vibration lower than 100. And it is not the topic. I just looked at a dance instructor. Not a very high class occupation. But the guy is high class. High vibration, and fully self-expressed doing what he does. I'd love to join him, whether live or in his course. Yeah. And if I could, I would switch to the 200 vibration coach. She would be more interested in having me do things I don't think, can't think of doing, that praising me to death. Frown. Anyway, I thought I would insult some people, but explain how attraction works and how it's misunderstood. The average subscriber, who opens my emails and articles, not just applied and then nothing, has a vibration of 170. Can they raise their vibration to at least 200 through reading my articles? 90% chance that they can. But not necessarily. I have found that just like with medication, unless you trust the medication, you won't get the effect. The same thing with my articles and my course, my coaching, my activators, my energies. The other day I had a conversation with a client whose numbers go a whole lot better in the starting point measurements. She attributed it to living with her boyfriend. Whoever you give credit to, whatever you give credit to, will be able to take you where it can. Let's compare that with another student who has gone from being a trust fund kid, doing nothing, to actually get a master's degree while my student slash client, who went from horrible health to pristine health while my student. She is happier, less self-absorbed, less a fangirl, and more where it matters, more spiritual capacities, more empathy, more caring. Not just the pretense of caring as before. What's the difference? She acknowledges me and the work as the source of her improvement. One interesting thing I'd like to mention here, everyone's numbers get worse after they get some distinctions, after they get some clarity. It's normal. It is distracting. And it takes some time to return to the same numbers, and then slowly but surely raise them. It's not necessarily the answers that get you higher, more the questions. But I have found that if the questions come from the mind, from what you already know, then the answers don't resolve anything. But to ask different question, you need to get out of your own way, you need to have someone who would suggest questions that you wouldn't think of asking. This is how I grew myself. Through allowing others to suggest questions I could ask. The questions can be in courses, in books, in private conversations, in coaching, even in the news. And with new questions you can grow. New questions is the secret sauce of the challenges I run. Or my workshops. Or even my activators and energies. I suggest a question and then you do with it what you will. And depending on what you do with the questions, you either grow or shrink. In the beginning everyone shrinks. And the more flexibility someone has, the more they can grow after the initial shrinking period. Flexibility is, in essence, allowing. Allowing A to be A, without making it wrong. Without needing to fix it, change it, judge it. Just allow it to be what it is. Some people can. Other people can't. So what should you do now that you know all that? If you are reading this article, the likelihood that you want to grow is high. And starting to consider my articles as causing your growth is the first thing you may want to do. In addition to being entertaining, are they? Or interesting, or different? Consider that they are causing your growth. And stick with that idea. You'll notice that you'll read differently, and will start growing, have different questions. Yeah, that is proof positive. Having different questions. Not answers. Not about what does it mean? But what does it mean about me? Type of questions. You can allow me in my articles, my programs to help you ask different questions. The growth is in the questions, not in the answers. You can take one of my challenges, or you can come to the What's Missing workshop, and get some questions to ask of yourself. P.S. Here is another quote, truth repeated is a lie. Why? Because unless the truth is discovered by you, it is instantly tree of knowledge. And then, like Caroline Corey, expanding on Nikola Tesla's truth, pulling it straight out of her ass.